How about you?
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Fall City High School Principal Gail Dunkus is my hero. He managed to get that music killed for us and turned off so we can move to our pregame show. Man, that was something. It was the loudest I've ever heard. All right, let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Auburn Bulldogs. They are 11-4 on the season. They'll go with Nixon Liguori. Liguori, a 6'3 sophomore. Maverick Binder. Binder, a junior at 6 foot. Peyton Bowden. Bowden, a 6'2 junior. Skyler Roybal. Roybal is a 6'4 senior. And Carson Leslie. Leslie is a 6'8 senior starting for the Auburn Bulldogs. Coached by head coach Jim Weeks. They are 11-4 on the season. Starting lineup for your Fall City homestanding Tigers, coached by head coach Patrick Miller. They are 6-9 on the year. He'll go with Bryson Buttrick. Buttrick, 5'10 and a senior. Tyler Frederick. Frederick, also a senior at 5'10. Caden Dunkus. Dunkus, 5'11 and a junior. Jackson Strauss, a 6'3 senior. And John Craig, 6'2 and a senior. We'll step aside for our national anthem back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And you joined us at the tail end of our national anthem being performed here tonight by the Fall City High School Band. And now we're getting set for the introduction of our starting lineups over the public address system. Again, the final in the girls' game earlier this evening, 34-35. The Fall City girls with the win over Auburn. Over at the Rowe Activity Center, the Sacred Heart girls defeated Wymore Southern 55-23. Right now they're honoring our officials for tonight's broadcast and tonight's ball game. They are Dave Bryant, Gary Pence, and Greg Harden. They're from the Norris area, Perth Norris area. In my opinion, three of the better officials all around southeast Nebraska. And believe me, folks, I see a lot of them. These guys have been doing it a long time, and they keep the game under control. I have yet to see them affect the outcome of a ball game. Let me put it that way. So that's about the biggest compliment that I can pay to these officials working the game here for us tonight. I want to remind our Fall City listeners, we'll have the Tigers on the air again this coming Friday night over on KTNC. I will travel with them to Weeping Water. They'll be taking on the Weeping Water Indians in a girl-boy doubleheader. Girls game scheduled around 6 o'clock Friday night from Weeping Water. This Thursday night, I'll have the Sacred Heart Irish on the road at Johnson Brock. Our coverage for that one will be here on Sunny 101.3. That'll be coming up Thursday night. Do a little checking here real quick. We will also have it live on Johnson Brock's Strive TV video stream. That's the Sacred Heart Johnson Brock game Thursday night. We're very proud at Sunny 101.3 that we will be providing the audio feed for Johnson Brock's Strive video stream. It'll be synced up perfectly as we'll plug right into their equipment. I'll also have a couple of young people from Johnson Brock joining me for that broadcast and helping with the color commentary. That's coming up Thursday. Ready to jump it up here at Fall City. Carson Leslie steps in at 6'8 to jump it up for Auburn. And he'll jump it up against Tyler Frederick. The tip control by the Tigers. Coming down with the basketball is Caden Dunkus. Up to Bryson Buttrick to the left wing. It comes to Dunkus. Man-to-man defense for the Bulldogs. On the right elbow Right side with it, Bryson Buttrick. Top of the key, Jackson Strauss holds the ball. Across court pass, Caden Dunkus. Dunkus guarded by Nixon Liguori. Ball almost knocked away from John Craig. He chases it down. Carson Leslie comes out after Craig. Here's Jackson Strauss in the paint. Kicks it to the right elbow. Baseline right side, Tyler Frederick. Frederick can't get to the basket. Comes to Bryson Buttrick once again outside the three-point arc. Jackson Strauss tries to move inside the free throw circle to the free throw line. Can't get there. Clears to Dunkus. Now Craig is double teamed. Ball dribbled away. Everybody after it on the floor. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow goes to the Bulldogs. 7:15 to play, just underway here in the first quarter. Opening minute. No score in the ballgame. Here come the Bulldogs. Maverick Binder down court with the ball to the right side. Nixon Liguori back up top to Binder. Left elbow. Peyton Bowden. Binder finds Liguori on the right side. Nixon Liguori feeds underneath. Leslie Liguori for three. Right side up and off. No good. With the rebound, Jackson Strauss. He has it punched out. Buttrick comes up with the basketball. Feeds to the right elbow. Tyler Frederick in the corner. The big John Craig between the rings, top of the key. Gives them off to Bryson Buttrick. Mismatch there. Chasing Buttrick is Leslie at 6'8". Here's Jackson Strauss for three. Jackson Strauss nails the three from the right side, and the Bulldogs, the Tigers, go up 3-0 here at Fall City. Bulldogs basketball, Maverick Binder right side, Nixon Liguori. Back to Binder. Binder penetrates in the paint, kicks to the baseline left side. Now Binder has his ball tipped away, goes out of bounds. Touch last by Fall City. It'll stay with Auburn. Liguori will inbound it. He'll stand just to the left side of the backboard on his own baseline at the west end of the gym here at Fall City High School. Inbound, shot is up and good. Skyler Roybal, they just lobbed it into Skyler. He put it off the glass for the easy two. It's 3-2, Fall City on top. Here's Jackson Strauss up to John Craig holding the ball at the top of the key. Left wing, Strauss has it. Guarding Strauss over here is Roybal. Strauss in the paint in traffic. Puts it to the right side, Tyler Frederick. Bounce pass inside, John Craig. Craig tries to move to the hoop on the dribble. They knock the ball loose. Bryson Buttrick for three from the corner. Over the top, doesn't go in the rebound. But taken down by Nixon Liguori. Liguori outlet pass to Maverick Binder, and Binder will push it up court. Tigers in a man-to-man defense. Binder to the right side. In the baseline right side is Leslie. Moving, backing it in on Craig. Couldn't get it. His pass is wide of the mark, out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back once again to the Fall City Tigers. 5 minutes, 34 seconds to play. First quarter, 3-2. Fall City with the early lead against full court pressure. Bryson Buttrick with the ball across the timeline. Into forecourt to Jackson Strauss, left wing. Roybal covers him on the defense. Now Strauss tries to penetrate. Top of the key, Craig. Craig, oh, he thought about the three from way out at the top of the arc. Decided to turn it down and give it off to Strauss instead. Now Strauss driving, laying up. No. Whistle and a foul on the baseline. I think we're going to put Jackson Strauss to the line to shoot the two shots. The foul is going to be on Carson Leslie. On Leslie, his first personal, first team foul on the Bulldogs. At the free throw line, Jackson Strauss shooting two shots. He has 3 points on a tray earlier. First shot is up and good. That puts Fall City up 4-2 here with 5:13 to play in the first quarter. At Fall City. Second shot is up and short off the front of the rim. Carson Leslie, the 6'8 senior, comes down with the rebound for the Bulldogs. Gives it up to Binder. Maverick Binder into the corner. Leslie has it on the baseline. Kicks it back out to the near side to Bowden. Ball is loose on the floor. John Craig covers up the fumble on the baseline. Jump ball is called as Craig was tied up down there with Skyler Roybal. And it'll be Fall City's basketball in the alternating possession. I checked that. I'm sorry. I beg your pardon. Tigers basketball. Momentary timeout here while they wipe some moisture up off the floor. Fall City will have the basketball against full court pressure. Inbounding it will be Craig. Full court pressure. They're challenging the inbound pass. They get it into Bryson. Buttrick gives it up. Jackson Strauss, right side. Now Craig holds it. Leslie comes out to try and knock the ball away. Buttrick. Top of the circle between the rings to Jackson Strauss. Looking for the lob pass inside to Craig. Nothing there. Strauss, right side, Bryson Buttrick. Mismatch there. Leslie chasing Buttrick. Here's a steal by Roybal. He comes up with a steal and hands the ball up to Maverick Binder. 4-2. Fall City up. 4 minutes, 25 seconds to play first quarter. And with the ball for the Auburn Bulldogs, in the traffic goes Roybal. Shot is up. It's blocked away by John Craig, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Let's see who they put it on. John Craig will be called for the personal. On John, his first, team foul number one on the Tigers. At the free throw line, Skyler Roybal, 6'4" senior. He has 2 points. The shot is up and short. Hits the front of the rim. Doesn't get it. He'll have a second shot coming. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight from Fall City. Big welcome to all of our Auburn listeners in the Nemaha County area. Glad to have you with us. Second shot is up and good for Skyler Roybal. Makes it a 4-3 ball game with Fall City on top. Tigers against the press. Break it. Bryson Buttrick brings it down court. It's inside the paint. Got trapped down there and has to clear it back up top to Jackson Strauss. Bulldogs in the man-to-man defense, chasing Strauss out here. Left elbow around the horn. It comes Buttrick to Craig in the paint. Craig wants to go up with it. Nothing there. Clears it back to Buttrick in the corner. Buttrick round to the top of the circle. Goes to Strauss with it. Now Kyler Frederick hands back to Strauss. Strauss in the paint, driving layup, had it stripped away. Ball away shot, blocked nicely. Good defense there by Skyler Roybal to block the shot and then grab the loose basketball. Flips his outlet pass to Maverick Finder. Roybal in the paint, over Craig. Shot is up, got it. Skyler Roybal kind of taking over on both ends here the last couple of minutes, offense and defense. He's got 5 points. And Auburn with their first lead of the ballgame, 5-4. Timeout taken, Fall City. 3:20 to play first quarter, 5-4. Auburn on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3.
Minutes, 20 seconds to play in the first quarter here at Fall City High School. 5-4, the Auburn Bulldogs up by one over the Fall City Tigers. When play is resumed, Fall City will have the basketball. John Craig will inbound it at midcourt against full court pressure. Craig to toss it in. Has to hurry now. Lobs it in. Underneath the basketball is knocked away from Caden Dunkus, who's in the lineup. Also off the bench into the contest, Josh Brown in the game now for the Fall City Tigers. The ball was tipped out of bounds. A discussion here on who it's going to belong to. It'll be Fall City's basketball. Inbounding it, Josh Brown under his own basket. Brown bobs it into Craig. Craig working against Leslie. Turnaround shot. Craig up and off, no good. Got his own rebound. Out to Jackson Strauss for three off the iron. No, it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Auburn's basketball. Coach Jim Weeks up shouting instructions to his cagers here in front of the bench. Auburn moving from our left to right, from east to west here at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse at Fall City. 5-4. Bulldogs up by one. They have the basketball. Here's Binder for three. Got it from the left side. Maverick Binder with his first basket of the evening. He nailed a tray from out on the left elbow. Makes it 8-4. Bulldogs have doubled up the score now on Fall City after the Tigers open a 3-0 lead. John Craig holds the ball in forecourt. Leslie comes out to chase him. Craig dribbles between the defenders, takes it all the way in. Leslie blocks his shot out of bounds. John Craig trying to shoot over the outstretched arm of 6'8" Carson Leslie. And Leslie able to block it away. Back into the game is Kyler Frederick. Craig will take a breather. Buttrick to inbound it under his own basket. Lobs it in up to the top of the key to Caden Dunkus, who started the ball game. Dunkus with the dribble. Blocking foul is going to be called on Auburn's Nixon Liguori. On Liguori, his first personal, team foul number two on the Bulldogs. 2:31 to play first quarter, 8-4. Auburn up by four here at Fall City. Tigers basketball with Dunkus to inbound it into Buttrick. Buttrick on the near side in forecourt. Along the edge, gives down to Jackson Strauss in the corner on the left side of the basket. Strauss brings it all the way back out and dribbles between the rings at the top of the free throw circle. into the corner to Buttrick. Now Strauss working hard inside the paint. Kyler Frederick for three. Off the iron, no. Leslie with the rebound. Carson Leslie flips the outlet pass out to Minder. Maverick Binder will come down and set the offense. Binder hit the three a moment ago. Binder in the paint. Follow-away shot. No. Rebound. Roybal. Follow shot. Got it. And he will be fouled. Skyler Roybal with the putback and drew the foul. The foul is going to be on Caden Dunkus. On Dunkus, his first. Team foul number two on the Tigers. That'll put Roybal at the line. He's one out of two from the line so far tonight. Has 7 points in the ballgame for the Bulldogs. They lead it 4-10. Roybal lining up now for the and one. Shot is on the way, short off the rim. It's tipped around. Roybal with his own rebound. Follow shot put back up and good. And just like that, Skyler Roybal with 9 points in the ballgame. 12-4. Timeout taken Fall City with a minute 45 to play here in the first quarter. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula with you back inside Fall City High School tonight. In the girls' game earlier tonight, the Fall City Lady Tigers, a slim one-point victory over Auburn, 35-34, the win for Fall City. Here in the boys' varsity contest, Auburn out to an early lead, 12-4. The Bulldogs up by 8 with a minute 45 to play in the first quarter. Coach Patrick Miller, after having a 3-0 lead and then leading 4-2, has seen a 10-0 run here by Auburn, and he decided to take a timeout. Fall City's basketball, when play is resumed, Caden Dunkus will inbound the pass to Jackson Strauss. Strauss gives to Kyler Frederick on the right side of the three-point arc in the corner. Back up top, it comes to Strauss. He dribbles to the free throw line, can't get inside the lane, has to hand the ball to John Craig. Craig sets the pick for him. At the free throw line, Strauss, left side, Buttrick. Now to Kyler Frederick in the corner, into Craig. Ball tipped away from Craig by Roybal. 2-on-1 fast break. Roybal driving lay-in, didn't get it. Rebound, Dunkus. Roybal missed the uncontested lay-in. Rebound to Dunkus. He'll bring it up court himself. Caden Dunkus across court gives to John Craig at the top of the circle. Jackson Strauss in traffic, driving. Fall-away jump shot. Strauss up and good. Jackson Strauss did a good job maneuvering in the lane, and he has all 6 of Fall City's points. It's a 6-point ball game, 12-6. 55 seconds to play here in the first quarter. In the corner right side with it now, Austin Levine in the lineup for Auburn. Levine feeds it to the corner. Fall-away shot off the glass. Nice move. Up and good. Nixon Liguori. Liguori with his first 2 points. 39 seconds to play in the period. It's 14-6. The lead is 8 for Auburn. Dunkus gives up to Jackson Strauss. Guarding Strauss is Skyler Roybal, the 6'4 senior. Strauss can't back in on Roybal. Has to go to the corner with it. Feeds it into Dunkus. Now back to Kyler Frederick. Top of the key, John Craig. 20 seconds to go here in the quarter. 14-6. The lead is 8. Strauss feeds Kyler Frederick. Out to Bryson Buttrick. Right elbow outside. Now they go to John Craig. Craig in the paint. Moves toward the hoop. Forces up the shot. Got it. John Craig with a strong move, working one-on-one underneath. Laid it in. There's a shot at the buzzer that won't go. And after one quarter, the Auburn Bulldogs lead the Fall City Tigers 14-8. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver and Mers in Fall City. Weaver and Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver and Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver and Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver and Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Fall City.
Frontier Bank provides you with services which help you manage the financial side of your life. Through the investments we offer, we use local deposits to reinvest in the form of loans to local families, farms, and small businesses. One of our basic purposes is to combine the resources in our community to stimulate the local economy. When you invest with Frontier Bank, you're investing in your community. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, after one quarter, the Auburn Bulldogs leading the Fall City Tigers 14-8 our score. We move into second quarter action. Auburn with the basketball. The inbound pass comes into Maverick Finder. He sets the offense with a pass to Liguori on the right wing. Liguori, open look, long three, got it. Nixon Liguori opens the scoring of the second quarter, nailing a three from the right wing. Pushes the lead out 17-8 now, up by 9. Tigers need a bucket this trip. Kyler Frederick gives up to Bryson Buttrick. Buttrick, again, working against the man-to-man defense. Covered over on the far side by Peyton Bowden. Bowden takes the baseline away from Buttrick. He brings it back around the top of the key. Clears the pass up top to Jackson Strauss. Skyler Roybal chases after Strauss near the midcourt circle. Strauss backs that far out here. Now wants to work around Roybal to the left side in the paint. Falls to the floor. Flips the ball to Buttrick. Buttrick bounce pass underneath. Oh, Buttrick was looking under there for Hernandez. Elijah Hernandez, he didn't see the ball coming. And it's grabbed up by Binder. Three-point shot at the other end. Binder, no good. Rebound, follow shot. Putback up and good on the putback. Was Austin Levine for his first 2 points of the ball game. Levine, a 6'4 senior in the ball game, got the rebound and the putback. 19-8. Auburn trying to blow this thing open now, up by 11, their biggest lead. Hernandez with the basketball. Elijah Hernandez, a 5'11 senior, picks up his dribble at the top of the circle, now puts a bounce pass to the right elbow to Buttrick. Bryson Buttrick reverses, goes to the baseline. He's under the basket and trapped under there. Flips it back out to John Craig at the free throw line. Up top it goes to Buttrick. Buttrick again gets trapped inside the paint, has the ball stolen away on the steal. Maverick Binder. Binder around Hernandez, follow-away shot up and off, no good, and the rebound to Kyler Frederick. Frederick gives up to Craig. Craig hands it to Bryson Buttrick. Timeout taken, Fall City. 6:05 to go, first half. 19-8, Auburn is up. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Hey, Bart, here it is, a brand new year. What does Farm and City Supply have to offer in the new year?
Well, Duggar, first we'd like to offer our thanks to all of our patrons, past, present, and future. We look forward to continued successes for everybody, and we'd like to invite you into Farm and City Supply, where we've got the greatest selection of farm, hardware, clothing there is around.
You can find it, folks. It's on North 73 Highway, Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you at Fall City High School. 6:05 to play in the first half. 19-8. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Fall City Tigers here in the boys' varsity contest. Girls game earlier tonight. Fall City got the win over Auburn 35-34. We're back to live action. Fall City with the basketball. Dunkus with the dribble. Comes around to the near side. Caden Dunkus gives up top to Craig. He's holding the ball at the top of the circle. Feeds it to the right wing now. Goes over to Kyler Frederick. Frederick, top of the circle, Jackson Strauss. Strauss wants to go around Leslie. Spin move, fall away shot in the paint. Got it. It rolled around a little bit, but Jackson Strauss got it down, and he's got 8 points now. Eight of Fall City's 10 points by Jackson Strauss. 19-10. The lead is 9. Here's Maverick Binder for 3. Got it. Binder with his second three-pointer of the night. That one came from the top of the circle, just off the right side of the top of the key. 22-10 now. 5:15 to go here in the first half. Dunkus gives up top to Craig. Craig ends up with the basketball clear at the top of the free throw circle, the big man handling the ball. Now Jackson Strauss gets the ball handed to him by Hernandez. Into the corner, deep baseline right side, Kyler Frederick. Ball tipped away from Frederick by Maverick Binder. Frederick gets it back and throws to Craig at the top of the key. Now Elijah Hernandez wants to work around that Nixon Liguori. Can't get to the basket. Underneath the bucket goes Caden Dunkus. He will be fouled as he drives the right side baseline. Foul is going to be called on Nixon Liguori. his second personal team foul, number three, on the Bulldogs. Off the bench for Fall City is Josh Brown back into the lineup, replacing John Craig. Josh Brown on the floor in place of Craig. Inbounding it, Hernandez lobs it up top to Jackson Strauss. Strauss guarded by Levine. Gives into the corner, Hernandez. No shot there. Tell you what, this Bulldog defense is just tenacious. They're running a man-to-man, in-your-face, almost call it a hair-on-fire defense here. It's pretty hard to get away from. There's a steal underneath by Carson Leslie. Pretty hard to move, maneuver the ball toward the hoop when you've got somebody in your back pocket constantly. Maverick Binder maneuvers around two defenders. Hands the ball up top to Lance Binder, who's in the lineup now. Lance Binder, here's to the corner, a long three from the left side, up and off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back, up and good on the baseline. The put back by Carson Leslie, his first 2 points. Here's an inbound pass, it's stolen away. Great athleticism shown by Lance Binder. Lance Binder, the sophomore, got in there, intercepted the inbound pass, threw it back off of one of the Tiger defenders, and went out of bounds off of Fall City. Binder gets a possession back here for the Bulldogs under the own basket. Binder inbounds it up top. That's Lance Binder. Gets the ball right back on the left elbow. Nixon Liguori for three. Got it. Liguori's second three-pointer of the night. He's got 8 points. Liguori with two threes. Maverick Binder has a pair of threes. And suddenly, Auburn has opened up a 17-point lead, 27-10, with 3:35 to play in the first half here at Fall City. With the ball, Josh Brown. Brown picked up his dribble, feeds to Dunkus, driving layup. Dunkus couldn't get it, but he'll be fouled, and we'll put Dunkus at the free throw line. He'll be shooting two shots. The foul will be on Lance Binder. On Binder, his first team foul, number four, on the Bulldogs. Caden Dunkus, 5'11 junior, at the line shooting two shots, has not scored yet tonight. This will be his first attempt from the charity stripe. Shot is up and good. He'll have another shot coming. 3:25 to play in the first half, 27-11. Auburn Bulldogs up by 16 here at Fall City. Caden Dunkus, second free throw attempt is on the way. It's off the iron. No. Leslie saves the ball and tips it in. Down court in a hurry. Comes Maverick Binder with the basketball. Maverick, bounce pass into the corner, right side, Liguori. Nixon Liguori looks over the defense, dribbles behind his back, again to Maverick Binder. Top of the key, around the horn, left side. Peyton Bowden feeds to Maverick Binder. Back to Peyton Bowden. Doesn't want to take it. Inside Carson Leslie. Works against John Craig. Things are getting rough under there. Up to Maverick Binder for three. Off the iron and rolled around. No. John Craig comes down with the rebound. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called. No, they're going to call it a held ball. Possession arrow stays with Fall City. Back into the lineup. Off the bench comes Skyler Roybal. He'll check in for Austin Levine now. Levine will take a breather. Roybal checks back in. Hernandez in backcourt. Gives to John Craig, and they've got Craig bringing the ball up the court. John Craig across the timeline. Leslie meets him at the midcourt line. Inside it goes. Josh Brown with the ball. Gives to Dunkus. Dunkus goes all the way around. Can't shoot over Leslie. That's not going to happen. Double dribble. Caden Dunkus picked up his dribble, put it down again. Here's Jackson Strauss off the bench. Strauss back into the lineup. Will replace Elijah Hernandez, for the Fall City Tigers. So Strauss back into the contest. Bulldogs basketball, 2:24 to go here in the first half. Leslie feeds it into Roybal in the paint. Jump shot up and good. Leslie with the assist. Skyler Roybal with the putback. He's got 11 points. Pressure being applied by the Bulldogs. Full court press. Breaking the press is Jackson Strauss. Roybal has him defensively as he comes across the timeline. Gets it into forecourt. Left side in the corner baseline. Josh Brown. Ball is loose. John Craig had it knocked away. Grabs the ball back up. And he'll feed it up to Caden Dunkus. Craig holds the ball looking for the cutter. Strauss in the paint. Nothing there. They get it back into the hands of Strauss with a minute 45 to go in the first half. 29-11. Ball away jump shot. Strauss, no. Tipped out of there. Good job by Dunkus to come up with the basketball. He finds Craig with the pass at the top of the circle. Look out. Here comes Craig. Shot's going to be blocked away by Carson Leslie, but a whistle and a foul. Foul is going to be called on Leslie. A lot of Auburn fans, I would imagine, are thinking Carson had a pretty good block there with a lot of room between he and John Craig when he swatted that one away. Coaching staff among the folks believing that. At the line is John Craig, shooting two shots for the Tigers. The first free throw is up and good. Craig has 3 points now in for Fall City. See who we've got checking in here in a minute. Minute 31 to go here. 29-12. John Craig's second free throw is up short. Off the front of the rim. Couldn't get the second one to fall. In for the Tigers now. I've got a 31 that we don't have listed on our program. Let's look it up. All right. Right side in traffic. Flip the ball into the corner. Top of the key, Maverick Binder. Binder at the top of the circle. Works to the right side. Gets it over into the corner to Liguori. Liguori back up top. Maverick Binder for three. Off the iron. No. And the rebound comes down to the Tigers' Josh Brown. A cross-court pass. On the dribble. Jackson Strauss with the basketball. Strauss to the near side. Comes to Josh Brown. Penetrating underneath. There's a shot that's up and off. Doesn't go. It's beat around under there. That shot by Jackson Strauss wouldn't fall. 42 seconds to go. Maverick Binder feeds to the corner. Liguori. Liguori. Bounce pass. Put it underneath to Leslie. Got away from Carson Leslie. And going to be picked up by Jackson Strauss. Strauss will bring the ball up court for the Tigers. Trailing 29-12 with 24 seconds to play in the quarter. Here's a steal. Maverick Binder driving layup. Okay, he's going to get fouled. No chance for the shot there. The foul is going to be on Caden Dunkus. Dunkus decided to spend one there and prevent what was going to be a sure layup by Maverick Binder. So Binder will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots now for the Bulldogs. Binder with 6 points so far on a pair of threes. 18 seconds to go in the first half. The first shot is up for Maverick Binder. Binder with 7 points now in the ballgame. He'll have a second shot coming here. 18.6 seconds to play. 30-12 your score. Auburn on top with Binder at the line. Maverick Binder, second free throw is up. It's in and out of there. Rimmed around, but the rebound and the putback is up and good by Skyler Roybal. Roybal just keeps dumping him in. He's got 13. Full court pressure. Inbound pass. Down court comes Strauss to the right side. Now a whistle and a foul in forecourt. Lots of collisions down here. Looks like this foul is going to be on Austin Levine. On Levine, his first personal. Team foul number 6, not yet shooting. Down to 6.4 seconds to go in the half. 32-12, a 20-point Auburn lead. Jackson Strauss with the basketball. Has it stolen away by Maverick Binder. Binder takes it in for a driving layup that won't fall. And at the half, the Auburn Bulldogs lead the Fall City Tigers. Your halftime score, Auburn 32 and Fall City 12. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime report coming up after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Falls City High School. It's halftime. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Falls City Tigers 32-12, our halftime score. A scoring update from over at the Rowe Activity Center. John Nixon's got a dandy going over there on KTNC. The Sacred Heart Irish boys leading Wymore Southern at halftime by a single point. 15-14 is his halftime score over at the rack. They got a dandy going there. Let's take a look at our halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from dead. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. First of all, the scoring for the Falls City Tigers. Jackson Strauss with 8 points at the half. John Craig has three. Caden Dunkus with one for the Tigers' halftime total of 12. From the free throw line, Falls City made three out of six attempts at the charity strike. Scoring for the Auburn Bulldogs, they have one player in double figures, Skyler Roybal with 13 points at halftime. Nixon Liguori has eight, Maverick Binder with seven, Austin Levine chipped in two, and Carson Leslie has two for their total of 32. From the free throw line, Auburn made two out of five attempts at the charity stripe, and again, their total is 32. 32-12, that's our halftime score. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Falls City Tigers. We'll take another 2 minute break, update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes of information, and then be back with third quarter action coming up. You've been listening to the Highland Community College Halftime Scoring Recap. Highland Community College, close to home and far from dead. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're back in a couple of minutes.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Fast Global Solutions, global presence with small town spirit.
Join the FAST team and build products that keep the world moving. Ground support equipment for major airlines. Conveying equipment that helps move packages from store to your door. Full benefits packages plus FAST contributes an extra 20% of your annual pay to your ESOP retirement account. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Chance of snow tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 25, northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A few flurries possible at times again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 32, overcast skies. Lows level off around 15. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Veal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gobber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Bohr, Clinic Manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Are you experiencing pain or discomfort in your knees, hips, or shoulders? Maybe now is the right time to call Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest. Conveniently located at Community Medical Center in Falls City, Dr. Streit's care is unmatched in the region with orthopedic and sports medicine services. Call 402-245-6510 and visit with his professional staff to set up a consultation. The road to recovery is with Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back inside Falls City High School, where it's halftime. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Falls City Tigers 32-12. Our halftime score, Auburn with the lead here. Falls City fans will have the Tigers on the air again this coming Friday night over on KTNC. I will be traveling to Weeping Water as the Tigers take on the Weeping Water Indians, girls and boys, in a doubleheader. This coming Thursday night here on Sunny 101.3, I'll have the Sacred Heart Irish on the road as they're taking on the Johnson Brock Eagles, girls and boys. That broadcast will also be heard simulcast on Johnson Brock's Strive TV. Speaking of the Sacred Heart Irish, they are leading the Wymore Southern Raiders. The boys are at halftime, 15-14, a one-point Sacred Heart lead. In the girls' game over at the Roe Activity Center tonight, Sacred Heart got the win over Southern 55-23. Those games being broadcast right now over on KTNC. Here in the first half of our doubleheader, the Falls City girls, a hard-fought contest, held on and got the win over Auburn by a single point. 35-34 was the final in that one. Ashley Kirkendall led the way for Falls City with 13 points. Zoe Baltensberger had 14 for Auburn. Olivia Swanson was in double figures and had 11. Again, the Falls City girls with a one-point win over Auburn earlier tonight. We've got 16 more minutes of basketball to play here as we move into the third quarter. It'll be Auburn's basketball. Maverick Binder gets the inbound pass. Tossing it in is Peyton Bowden. Binder gives off to Bowden on the far side. On the sideline, tipped away from Binder. He gets the ball back. Pressuring defense. Inside, they feed it. Roy Ball under the basket. Shot off the glass. Up and good. Nice move to the bucket. Skylar Roy Ball, and just like that, he has 15 points in the ball game. 34-12. The lead now is 22. Auburn in command here. John Craig at the top of the circle. A cross-court pass gives to Dunkus. Dunkus took it inside the paint. Found Carson Leslie waiting for him. No chance to shoot over Leslie, so they give it off to John Craig on the right side of the lane. Craig kicks it out to the corner. Dunkus had an open look. Now gives to Craig at the top of the key. Chasing Jackson Strauss is Skylar Roybal. Strauss right side of the lane. Up top, John Craig holds the ball for a minute. Carson Leslie comes out to challenge him. Now to the right wing to Dunkus. Again, Craig's going to shoot the three. Off the front of the iron, couldn't get it. Maverick Binder has the defensive board. Binder down court. Gives to Roybal. Roybal in the paint. Kicks to the corner. Bowden with the basketball. He passes up the shot and gives back to Roybal. Roybal streaks inside the lane. Shot is up. Blocked partially by John Craig. Roybal goes to the floor. We'll have a whistle and a foul on Craig. That's his second personal. Team foul number one of the half on Fall City. At the free throw line, Carson Leslie. He has 2 points tonight. This will be his first attempt from the charity stripe. The first of two shots is up and good. Carson Leslie, 6'8" senior, gets his first basket. He's got 3 points. Second free throw is up. This one is good also. He got the lucky roll. It hit the back of the iron and then fell back in for him. So he's got 4 points now. Makes it 36-12. The lead is 24 for the Bulldogs in command here. John Craig at the top of the free throw circle, motioning for some players to come out and help him. Pass goes to Kyler Frederick. Frederick on the left wing. Jackson Strauss has it taken away by Roybal. Tries to chase it down. Flips it back into court. Saved it under the basket. Leslie off the glass up and good. Skyler Roybal with the effort to chase that thing down. Leslie gets the two under the basket. He's got 6 points and it's 38-12. Auburn opening up a wider and wider lead here. Craig at the free throw line, holds the ball, wants to dribble inside the paint. Now has it dribbled away from him, flips it up to Caden Dunkus. Dunkus holds it a moment, gives off to Strauss. Jackson Strauss in traffic. Kyler Frederick. Frederick has Maverick Binder chasing him. He can't get free for a shot. They give it back to Craig again. He backs in on Leslie, wants to go up with a shot. Nothing there. Again to Dunkus. This Bulldog defense is just tenacious here. Fall City. Here's Strauss for a long three that's blocked, partially blocked by Carson Leslie. Roybal comes down with the loose basketball and outlets the pass to Binder. Maverick Binder feeds to the right side. Liguori up top to Bowden. Peyton Bowden, 6'2 junior, on the dribble. Into Roybal. Roybal under the basket, reverse lay-in up, whistle and a foul, probably on John Craig. Craig is called for his third personal. Skyler Roybal will be back at the line. He'll be shooting two shots. He's made one out of three from the line so far tonight. He has 15 points thus far in the ballgame. Here's shooting two shots for the Bulldogs. Roybal's first free throw is up and good. 6'4 senior. Now with 16 points in the contest. And he put his team up 39-12. Second free throw coming for Skyler Roybal. It's up and good also. He hit them both. He's now got 17 points. Carson Leslie will come out and take a breather. Austin Levine checks in. 6'4 senior on the floor now for the Bulldogs. Levine checks into the contest. Elijah Hernandez on the dribble down court. Brings it into forecourt. They come on the attack here trying to get some offense going against this man-to-man defense. Hernandez has the ball tipped away, stolen by Binder. Whistle and the foul is going to be called on the Tigers. Caden Dunkus is going to be called for the personal. On Dunkus, his third personal. Timeout taken, Fall City. 4:55 to go, third quarter. It's 40-12. Auburn on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At U.S. Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. U.S. Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For U.S. Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
My name is Randy Gatula, tonight teaming up with Logan Carpenter, our producer-engineer at the Sunny 101.3 Studios. Always a pleasure to work together with Logan as we bring you tonight's presentation of high school sports. Logan and I will be working together again Thursday night when I'll be at Johnson Brock High School with the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish. Our live coverage here on Sunny will be simulcast on Johnson Brock's Strive TV video stream. It's always fun to work with the high school students at Johnson Brock and have them join us for the broadcast. All right, with the basketball for the Bulldogs into forecourt comes Maverick Binder out of the timeout. His team leading now 40-12 with 4:45 to go. Maverick Binder on the right side goes to Nixon Liguori with the pass. Right back it comes to Binder to Bowden in the corner. Inside Austin Levine. Levine feeds into Skyler Roybal and wants to go up with a shot. Whistle and a foul. Foul on the baseline is going to go on Elijah Hernandez. On Hernandez, his first personal. Skyler Roybal at the line shooting two. First one is up and good. Roybal has now hit 4 out of 6 from the line. He's made 3 in a row here in the third quarter. His free throw is up, and it's good also. Got them both. Want to add them up here. Roybal with 19 points now, and Skyler's going to come out and take a breather. Coach Jim Weeks starting to bring some bench players in here. Levine is on the floor. Let's see who else is in there now. Liguori, Levine. We've got Nolan Gardner on the floor, a 6'5 sophomore, getting some playing time. He's on in the contest for Bulldogs. In the paint, Jackson Strauss. Fall away shot, up and good. Jackson Strauss in double figures. He's got 10 now. Strauss is going to get his offense no matter what. Jackson Strauss, a talented ball player, 6'3 senior here, playing his final season in a Tiger uniform. There's Maverick Binder for 3, knocked it down. Binder in double figures now has 10 points. Knocked that one down from about 2 to 3 feet outside the three-point arc. Maverick Binder with 10 now. And it's 45-14. Auburn dominating the Tigers tonight here in Fall City. Hernandez in the paint, got rid of it. Driving into traffic, ball stripped away, knocked loose from Josh Brown. Fast break the other direction. Bounce pass on the baseline. Everybody going after the ball, waiting for a whistle. They're letting them have at it. Finally, a jump ball is going to be called. Hernandez on the floor, rolling around with the basketball. Possession arrow. Here's Craig back into the lineup. Tellen Zimmerman back into the lineup now for Fall City. Possession arrow favors the Tigers. Nolan Gardner, who checked in, was down there struggling. And that's the best line I can come up with John Craig after that loose basketball. Here's Strauss up top to Craig with it, holding the ball. Right wing. Comes over to Josh Brown. He gives to Zimmerman. Zimmerman catches the ball, but a reach-in foul is going to be called on Maverick Binder. On Binder, his first personal, team foul number 1 of the half on Auburn. 3:05 to go in the ballgame. 45-14. 31-point lead now for Auburn with 3:05 to play in the third quarter. Fall City trying to find some offense. They've only managed 14 points thus far. Here's John Craig under the basket. Shot is up and good. Jackson Strauss with the assist. Craig has 5 points now. Makes it 45-16. Lead back down to 29. With the basketball for the Bulldogs on the right side. Brenton Wenzel in the lineup. Freshman at 5'10". Wenzel feeds it inside to Liguori. Up top it comes to Binder. Binder has the ball stripped away, got it back. Again comes around to Liguori. Wenzel with the ball, top of the key. Brenton Wenzel underneath the basket. There's a shot up and good on the baseline by Austin Levine. Austin Levine with his second bucket of the night. He's got 4 points. 47-16, 21-point lead for Auburn. Underneath, Caden Duncan feeds to Big John Craig, and he's going to go up through the trees, gets the basket, and draws the foul. John Craig has 7 points. He'll be at the line for the and one. The foul is going to be called on Austin Levine, his second personal, team foul number 2 of the half. Timeout taken on the floor with 2:05 to go in the third quarter. 47-18, Auburn on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
reminding you, too, we're back with you at Fall City High School. 2:05 to play third quarter at the free throw line, shooting one shot. The end one is John Craig. The free throw is up and short. It'll go out of bounds, and it'll be Auburn's basketball. 2:05 to go in the third quarter. 47-18 your score. Bulldogs basketball. Maverick Binder gives to Nixon Lagori, around to Peyton Bowden in the left corner. Bowden inside the paint, kicks it to the right side. Here's a three on the way. Wenzel got it. Brenton Wenzel nailed the three. He's a 5'10 freshman, and he knocked a three down from out of the right wing. Now we've got Lance Binder up off the bench, getting ready to check in. Here's a three on the way from the left elbow, put up over on the far side. That shot was launched by Tellen Zimmerman, wouldn't fall. Binder brings it down court. Top of the circle, three on the way, up and good. Nixon Lagori, his third three-pointer of the night. He's in double figures and has 11 points. Tyler Frederick wants to check in now for Fall City. Lance Binder is up off the bench waiting to check in for Auburn at the next stoppage of play. 1:10 to go, third quarter. 53-18 your score. Bulldogs pushing the defense. Here's another steal on the breakaway lay-in. Lays it up, couldn't get it. Nixon Lagori will be fouled by John Craig. Craig called for the personal. Lagori will be at the line to shoot two shots. John Craig has his fourth personal. Nixon Lagori has 11 points. He's hit three threes and a deuce. This will be his first try from the charity stripe tonight. It's up and good. Got it to fall. 57.9 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Hernandez back on the floor. Frederick back on the floor. Jackson Strauss and Caden Duncans will rest now for Fall City. Second free throw is up. It's good also by Nixon Lagori. And Lagori now with 13 points for the Bulldogs. Several players in double figures for Auburn here. They lead at 55-18. Ball almost taken away by Peyton Bowden here. It's loose, grabbed up by Hernandez on the right wing. Hernandez at the top of the key gives it up to Tyler Frederick for three. It's up and off, no good. Ball tipped out of there. Good effort by Zimmerman to tip that ball away. Josh Brown, rather, to tip that ball away. Went off of Brown. It'll be Auburn's basketball. Inbound pass. Nixon Lagori. 35 seconds to play in the quarter. Lance Binder around the horn left side to Bowden. Bowden back up to Lance Binder. Around to Wenzel on the right wing. Wenzel and Binder play catch with it. Wenzel hit a three from out there a minute ago. Now Austin Levine. Oh, that ball is going to go through the fingertips. Brenton Wenzel, the freshman, he got away out of bounds into the stands. It'll be Fall City's basketball. 17 seconds to play in the quarter, third period. Again, it's 55-18, Auburn on top. Here come the Tigers. Hernandez in the paint. He's trapped under there, has it taken away and stolen by Levine. Down court, right side. Binder won't be able to get a shot off. It goes out of bounds with 9/10 of a second to play. Fall City will inbound it here in the third quarter. Craig inbounds it. The buzzer will sound when they touch it. 55-18, our score. After three quarters, we're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running, from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
8 minutes left to go in this varsity contest, boys varsity game. The Auburn Bulldogs in command here, leading the Fall City Tigers 55-18, our score after three periods. and Auburn will have the basketball. Substituting freely now is Coach Jim Weeks. Wenzel handling the ball. Brenton Wenzel, the freshman, is the point guard. Right side to Lancebinder. Around the horn, it comes to the left side. In the ballgame now is Cameron Leslie. Cameron Leslie holding it left wing. Looking for Burke Moody on the baseline. We've got all reserves in now for Auburn to start this fourth quarter. Here's Lancebinder for three. Off the rim, couldn't get it. Jackson Strauss with the rebound. Strauss brings it into forecourt. Defense getting back quickly for Auburn. Baseline right side. Underneath, Dunkus feeds inside. Craig tries to go to the basket. He'll be fouled. And we'll have John Craig at the line shooting two shots. The foul will be on Burke Moody. On Moody, his first personal team foul number three on Auburn here in the second half. John Craig is one out of three from the free throw line tonight so far. He has 7 points in the basketball game for Fall City. Here shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. He's now two out of four from the line with 8 points for the 6'2 senior. John Craig ready for his second free throw attempt. This one is on the way. It's good also. Right down the middle. Craig hits a pair. And Craig now with 9 points for the Bulldogs. 55-20 your score. 7:17 to play here. Bulldogs basketball. On the right side, Wenzel comes around the horn, left wing. Gets it into Cameron Leslie. Here's Wenzel for three, top of the key. Nope, couldn't get it. And the rebound to Tellen Zimmerman for Fall City. Zimmerman, outlet pass, Jackson Strauss. Strauss gets a pick set by Craig at the top of the key. A little pick and roll. Craig moves to the hoop. They put the ball into him. In the paint, Craig goes up with it. Under the basket, couldn't get it. He's fouled. John Craig will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots. Foul is going to be called on Cameron Leslie. On Leslie, his first personal team foul number four on the Bulldogs. 6:48 to play in the ballgame. It's 55-20. Auburn in command. Craig shooting two free throws. Shot is up and good. John Craig has made three in a row here in the fourth quarter. He's now four out of six from the free throw line. And he's in double figures with 10 points. He'll have another shot coming here. John Craig, second free throw. It's up and good. He's got 11 in double figures for John Craig tonight. 55-22. John Craig has half of Fall City's 22-point total here with his 11. Under the basket, in traffic, shot is forced up and good. Oh, great job on the baseline there by Burke Moody, the sophomore at 6'2", working hard but inside of three defenders. Somehow shot up through the limbs and through the trees and got that one in the hole. 57-22, your score with the ball. Zimmerman, left elbow, up to Kyler Frederick for the Tigers. Again, the pass comes to Jackson Strauss. Strauss dribbles in into traffic, got trapped under there, has to put it into the corner to Kyler Frederick. Spin move. Frederick does a little pirouette move in the corner on the left side before handing the ball to John Craig for three. Up and off, no good. Rebound, Nolan Gardner. Gardner pulls down the basketball, the 6'5 sophomore with the defensive board. His outlet pass comes down court. Cameron Leslie up top to Wenzel with it. Cameron Leslie inside to Gardner. Kicks it to the top of the key. Lancebinder with the basketball. They work it around the outside perimeter. In traffic with it is Nolan Gardner once again. There's a shot by Wenzel that's up and off. No good. Gardner battling for that rebound with Tellen Zimmerman. Zimmerman comes out with it and gets the outlet pass out to Jackson Strauss. Here's Strauss to the right wing. Goes across to Zimmerman with it. Now inside the paint, ball away shot up and off. Kyler Frederick can't get it, but Frederick is going to be at the line. This foul is going to be on Wenzel. Brenton Wenzel picks up his first personal. I believe that's team foul number five. We won't be shooting it here yet. It'll be Auburn or Fall City's basketball. Inbounding it, Elijah Hernandez on the baseline. Hernandez to toss it in. Lobs it up to the top of the key, coming down with it. Top of the circle is Dunkus. Dunkus feeds inside to Craig. Creighton Keeling in the lineup now. Keeling making his first appearance tonight in the contest for Auburn. Keeling on the floor. Here's a loose basketball that everybody's after. Shot is up. Frederick doesn't go. Rebound by Wenzel. Outlet pass. Flips the ball out to Burke Moody. Off to Wenzel, down court. Wenzel, a cross-court pass to the far side. Got it over to Lance Binder. Ball tipped away from Lance Binder and stolen by Kyler Frederick. 4:42 to go in the ballgame. Frederick gives up to Craig. Pass right side, Dunkus. Into the corner, Hernandez with the basketball. Elijah Hernandez in traffic. He's double-team, triple-team. Back up to Craig. Off to Zimmerman, left side. Fall City works the offense here. Lance Binder chases after Zimmerman in the man-to-man defense. Hernandez again in the corner. Lob pass inside looking for Craig. Pass stolen away. Grabbed up underneath for Auburn by Burke Moody. Down court comes Wenzel with the basketball. Brenton Wenzel, the 5'10 freshman. Wenzel, bounce pass underneath the basket in traffic. I think that's Gardner. Turnaround shot up and off. No good. That wouldn't drop for, or Burke Moody, rather. That was Moody putting the shot up under the basket. Couldn't get it down. Ball City comes the other direction now. Caden Dunkus trying to set some offense here. Down to 3:47 to go. 57-22. Game no longer in doubt. Auburn in charge here, but the Bulldogs get a turnover. Coming up with the steal is Burke Moody. To Brenton Wenzel. On the left side. Goes to Creighton Keeling. Keeling handles the ball inside the paint. Across to Nolan Gardner. Here's a three that's up and good from the right side by Lance Binder. Lance Binder nails a three. He's in the scorebook. Makes it 60-22 now. 3:14 to go. Clock running. Hernandez working against Lance Binder to the top of the circle. John Craig, right side. Dunkus back up to Craig once again. Craig just working the offense to the left elbow. Kyler Frederick, pass underneath, stolen away by Lance Binder. Binder went up and picked the pocket, got the steal. Lance Binder down court with it to Keeling. Creighton Keeling, left wing. Keeling had an open look, didn't take the shot, gives back to Lance Binder. 2:44, clock running, a cross-court pass to Wenzel on the right wing. Brenton Wenzel handling the dribble. The freshman works around two defenders. Now kicks to Keeling in the corner left side. Keeling again passed up a look there. Across court finds Lance Binder with the basketball. Lance, couple of dribbles up to Keeling, top of the circle. Keeling to the left wing to Wenzel. Bounce pass underneath. Shot is up. Whoa, won't go. Try for rebound. Try for putback. Burke Moody put it up once, wouldn't go. Then he got fouled on the try for the putback. We'll have Moody at the line. The foul will be on Hernandez, his second personal. At the free throw line, Burke Moody. Moody shooting two shots. He has 2 points so far for the 6'2 sophomore. Free throw is up. It hits the back of the iron. Won't drop for him. He'll get another attempt here. 60-22. A 38-point lead now for Auburn. They've dominated throughout here. Be sure to stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give you a rundown of the individual scoring, let you know how your favorite player did. Second shot is up and off for Burke Moody. Couldn't get it. Missed them both. And the score remains 60-22. John Craig at the top of the key to the right wing. Near side, Caden Dunkus. Dunkus is trapped in the corner. Puts a pass into traffic. Back to Craig in the lane. To Dunkus. Dunkus has the ball stolen away by Wenzel. Inside of 2 minutes to go. 1:49 clock running. Wenzel into the corner. A long three put up by Lance Binder. In and out off the back of the iron. Wooden drop and Fall City with the rebound. Hernandez up off the bench. Ready to check back in once again for Fall City. Left wing with the ball. Frederick. Kyler Frederick working one-on-one against Wenzel. Can't get to the basket. Has to come and clear the pass back up to Craig at the top of the circle. This man-to-man defense, when you get down to the second-teamers and third-teamers for Auburn, it doesn't change a whole lot. It's still a pressuring in-your-face man-to-man. There's nearly a steal by Burke Moody. He tipped the ball away from John Craig. Craig will come out of the ballgame. Elijah Hernandez checks in. Now off the bench for Auburn, Landon Krause in for the first time tonight. Landon, a 6'2" sophomore, making his first appearance. I'll tell you, Coach Jim Weeks has used a bunch of basketball players. I think that's the 16th ball player to see action tonight for Auburn. They had 16 on the roster, and as far as I can tell, they've all played here. Got a whistle and a foul. No, the ball was just tipped out of bounds by Auburn. Be Fall City's basketball. A minute 14 to go. Tigers to inbound in forecourt. Hernandez inbounds the pass to Caden Dunkus. Back to Hernandez. He tries to move inside the paint. Can't get a look. Kicks it out to the corner. Zimmerman on the left side. Zimmerman dribbles to the top of the circle. Between the rings, top of the key, across court pass to the near side to Caden Dunkus. Inside of a minute to go now, 56 seconds to play. Hernandez dribbling into the paint. Forces a shot. He'll be fouled, and we'll put Elijah Hernandez at the line. He'll be shooting two shots. Oh, no, they're not going to see. I thought, sure, that was a shooting. Yes, it is. It's a shooting foul. Okay. Foul on Cameron Leslie, his second personal. Hernandez at the line. He has not scored tonight. Here's shooting two shots. The first free throw is on the way up and short off the front of the rim. He'll have one more opportunity to get in the scorebook. No field goals in this fourth quarter for Fall City. Second shot is up. It's off the rim and won't go. Save from going out of bounds. Big effort over there by Nolan Gardner, but Gardner had a toe on the line when he tipped the ball back in. It'll stay with Fall City with 49 seconds to go. Inbound the pass. Hernandez in the corner. Lobs it underneath. Ball tipped away by Nolan Gardner. Gardner will be called for the personal. On Nolan, his first personal. I think we're in the bonus. That should have been the seventh team foul. So stepping to the line for Fall City will be Josh Brown. Here's Hudson Emshoff. I think Emshoff's the last player on the bench that hadn't seen action tonight. He's into the ball game. Hudson Emshoff. First free throw is up. I'm not sure that one's going to count here. Let's see what. There were some substitutes running in and out as he was trying to shoot the ball. They may give him another opportunity. It's Josh Brown that's at the line. All of this happening with 45 seconds to play in a 60-22 ball game. I've got another number five, and that's not Peyton Bowden. We've got our second number five of the night in now for Fall City. Shot is up, off, no good, tipped around, chased down by Hernandez. Let me see who was in the ball game here. We'll look this up for the Tigers, a number five. Well, we don't have a five on either roster or on the program. Sorry, young man, we can't identify you here, but we've got a number five in there. 33 seconds to go in the corner. Bulldogs basketball is tipped out of bounds. Touched last by Fall City. They were down there chasing after Brenton Wenzel. Again, be sure and stay tuned for our postgame show with a complete rundown of all the scoring. A lot of it to talk about here. Try and get a final for you over on that Sacred Heart Southern game that was hotly contested. A one-point game at halftime. There's a driving lay-in up and good. Nice move by Cameron Leslie. Sophomore gets his first 2 points, 14 seconds to go. It's 62-22, 40-point lead. Here's a steal. Wenzel with the steal, down court, driving way in off the glass, up and good by Cameron Leslie. Cameron Leslie with back-to-back baskets in the last 10 seconds. There's your ball game, your final score, the Auburn Bulldogs 64 and the Fall City Tigers 22. 64-22, your final score. Stay with us. We'll take a two-minute timeout here, and then we'll be back with the postgame scoring recap after this two-minute break. You've been listening to the Bruce State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Finding quality health care can be challenging. Nemaha County Hospital takes pride in providing a high level of care and information to their patients. With a caring, qualified staff, warm, welcoming atmosphere, and beautiful state-of-the-art facility, Nemaha County Hospital is where to turn when you or a loved one needs care or information of one's health. Your Nemaha County Hospital in Auburn provides quality care every time.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
Exercising more, eating better,
quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS Insurance office to see how we can help.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse here at Fall City High School, where the Auburn Bulldogs have just defeated the Fall City Tigers in the boys' varsity contest by a final score of 64-22. Time now for our post-game scoring recap. Let's look at the individual scoring first for the Fall City Tigers. Two players in double figures, believe it or not, with a team total of 22. Leading the way was John Craig with 11 points. Jackson Strauss had 10. And Caden Dunkus added 1 for the Tigers' total of 22. So Strauss and Craig had 21 of the 22 points for the Tigers. From the free throw line in the second half, Fall City went 4 out of 8 for the game. They ended up 7 out of 14 from the charity stripe. For the Auburn Bulldogs, well, we had three players in double figures. They were led tonight by Skyler Roybal. He had 19 points in the ballgame. Nixon Liguori chipped in 13 for Auburn. Maverick Binder had 10 in the contest. After that, Carson Leslie finished with 6. 4 points each for Austin Levine and Cameron Leslie. Cameron Leslie got his 4 points in the final 10 seconds of the contest. Lance Binder had 3. Brenton Wenzel finished with 3. And 2 points tonight for Burke Moody for their total of 64 points. 64-22, your final. From the free throw line, the Bulldogs went 8 out of 10 in the second half. They ended up 10 of 15 from the charity stripe for the game. So with the win, the Bulldogs improved their record to 12-4 on the season, and the Fall City Tigers now fall to 6-10 on the year. Again, a reminder to our Fall City listeners, we'll have Tiger basketball on again Friday night when they travel to Weeping Water to take on the Weeping Water Indians in a girl-boy doubleheader. I'll have the call for you over on our sister station, KTNC. Girls game scheduled for around 6 o'clock. That's coming up